Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this morning we have a wonderful lady with us. She is a returning guest on our show. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Please welcome back to our show, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Muriel. I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. A pleasure as always. So today, Oakley, what we're going to do is, because we've had several, shows with you and they've been fantastic. We've had the Conscious Talk series, etc. And so today what I really want to do is go back and just remind everyone of all the different things that you do. So just to reiterate it, because over the past 10 shows, we've been focusing and you've been helping people with different sections, different issues that they can come up with. So first of all, let's go all the way back to the beginning, Oakley. Now, you work over in Denver, Colorado, and you are a psychotherapist over there. So starting back from the beginning, what are the various different kind of issues that people come to you with, and how do you help them? What are the different services that you offer your clients?
Awesome. We're going back to the beginning.
We are. Full circle.
Awesome. So I work largely with young adults, and I define that by the ages 18 to 32. I know some 32-year-olds are out there being like, that's insulting. But you know what? Like, we all launch at different times and we all have different stories, and that's kind of what I've deducted from my years of watching people mature and grow. So 18 to 32, and I definitely have some outliers. So if you're not in that age range, it doesn't mean that we can't talk. That's just the bulk of my clientele. And you know, Muriel, we do, I think, I'm trying to kind of, see how we can approach it best. It's really, number one, meeting the client where they are is a big thing. So I deal with depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, a general feeling of just, hey, this life sucks. I get that one a lot. Like, this just isn't working. I'm not having a good time in college. I don't understand high school. Why, what's the point? So just that general feeling of, malaise and shutdown and stuckness and lack of purpose. So there's a pretty broad spectrum, and I definitely know some of my colleagues are like, well, that seems like different modalities for all of those things. And I'll tell you one thing. It's not. We do very similar work across each story, right. And that's why I love it. So, there's really not an issue so far with the young adult population that, we haven't been able to find some sort of silver lining or crack in the code.
Right. And as you say, one thing leads to another, and everything crosses over. It's not very clear defined. Nothing's black and white when it comes to anxiety and depression. There's always something that crosses over to another side. And how long do your sessions take? That's a good thing. I want to find out how long your sessions take, how often do people come to you? Do you Skype, phone, etc.?
Yep, all great questions. So I have two offices here in Denver, and seeing people in person is always fantastic. However, I also see a very high percentage of my clientele, they're international. So we do sessions over Skype and sometimes just over the phone, which I find works really well. I've had experience working over the phone with clients for, my God, at least a decade. So that's a place that actually I have a lot of confidence in and have seen really amazing results. And one of the reasons that works so well, Muriel, is because also when somebody is in a place of really, really breaking through, in the past, I've gone to wherever they are and run a workshop, and we've gathered, you know, 8, 10, 12 people, and we've done a weekend intensive. So it really can be it can be a fun adventure, you know, creating things together overseas, or just, you know, in different states in the country. So I've never seen that as a hindrance to the effectiveness of my work, which is fun and is a really cool thing to stand behind. And sessions are typically an hour. My very first session with every single client is an hour and a half, and you get an extra 30 minutes on the house. And that's just because we're really painting the picture. We're painting the scene. And I just love having that, like, extra cushion, you know, to just ask those extra questions. Like, people are trying to figure out what they want to share. So the first session's always an hour and a half. And before that, you get a free consultation, which is 15 minutes. And I don't know anyone else who does that. I know 15 minutes, I know 20 minutes for free, but you get a full session with me for free after filling out the intake form, just to see if it's a good fit. I'm a really, really big believer in the chemistry and the alchemy between the therapist and the client. And you really have to know it's a good fit. Like, you have to feel it out. So I give people a lot of room to feel it out. So far, nobody's had a 50-minute session and said, hey, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Every single person has had it, and they're in the practice now. So it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of, like, extra time and care to make that decision. I think it's a big decision, you know, to kind of find your co-pilot as you venture into this journey called healing and self-awareness and awakening and growing and all of these things.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, you have to have a bond with someone. You need to trust them, because it's like everything. It's like, you know, it's like those exercises that you get to do when you go on retreats, where you stand up and you close your eyes and you fall backwards off a wall and pray to God that
exactly.
You may have friends, that they catch you, you know, but that's what it is. And you need to know that there's someone there. So it is a very, very strong bond, because the thing is, like, you may not always be able to trust people around you, but with this, you can. How long do people do it for? How long do they come back for once they find that you're the fit?
Yeah. So far, I'm not really the kind of person that is your, like, back pocket therapist, meaning, like, I know, you know, I kind of, like, feel like in the 90s there was, like, a joke about, like, you know, movie stars in LA, like, you have your cook, you have your nanny, you have your therapist, and that you kind of have all of those things for 10 years, you know, and that's not me, right? So I'm not that person that hangs out with you for 10 years. My goal is to get you up and running and back into your life, and back into a new life, maybe, that you've, like, declared and all of that kind of thing. So typical is 2 years, and then touching in after that. And, of course, if something comes up or we want to go deeper in a way that's, like, new, seeing me after those 2 years is totally normal. And this is the thing, Muriel, like, I believe in the evolution of the human being. So you're not going to be doing the same work in 3 years with me that you did the first year together. That's not the point. You're not going to be working on your quote-unquote, like, mom-dad issues for your whole stint. That's not what we're doing. So that's why I say I'm not that therapist that you hang out with for 10 years. Like, we transform things. I work in a realm of alchemy. And, you know, I'm looking at lasting transformation. And then we look at habits and patterns after that deep work, after that transformational work. Habits and patterns are where we really need to show up and take responsibility for how we decide to be day to day in our lives and in relationship with the world around us and with the people we love and sometimes the people we don't love.
Right.
you know, so all of that. And one thing that I know clients love is that I offer these weekend intensives. And that's a really cool way for my clients, especially the ones who are doing really well, and maybe we usually in the beginning we meet every week for several months. After that, it's every other week. After that, we kind of space it out, you know, like people, you know, again, it's like a training to leave the nest and spread your wings, you know, so it's like slowly, like, you know, launching you into the sky there. And then there are these awesome weekend retreats that you can come back and, like, clean stuff up and, like, go deeper and raise your vibration. You know, our evolution, there's no end to our evolution. We never arrive, right? And I think that's, it's kind of the more higher level, you know, like, philosophical conversation there, right? Like, we never arrive. What does that really mean? But, you know, taking that idea of, like, there's some perfect self that we're going to achieve off the table and just saying, like, yeah, we're always going to be growing and learning, and we're going to be relating to our growth and our learning differently, and we're going to continue to mature inside how we relate to ourselves, to that growth, to the learning experiences.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I love the fact that you're so talking about, you know, the fact that you want people to you know, to fly the nest, to go out. But at the same time, as you say, you know, you don't want them for 10 years, but, you know, you do have that thing where they come back, you know, how can I say, like at least for 2 years, because basically that's great, because people don't realize that you may seem to be better with something for like 6 months or a year, but to heal, to really heal, sometimes it can take a lifetime. But it's just being able to deal with it and know how to deal with it when the emotions come back again, and that can be something that can take up to 2 years.
Exactly. You phrased it so well, Muriel, and I think, you know, part of it is, too, is I'm in my mid-30s. I'm taking inventory. I'm developing curriculum, which is something I do. And this is a long-term game for me, right? So right now, this is how it looks for my practice, seeing clients mm-hmm. one-on-one and offering these workshops. This doesn't mean that there isn't stuff in the works right now that will be launched in 2 years, 3 years, that sort of thing. You know, eventually, seeing an online curriculum where you can do this work inside 3 years and do level one, level two, level three. You know, so I'm deducing and I'm taking notes and I'm learning and watching my own clientele and saying, like, what could best serve everybody to really, really see them become these, like, incredible contributions to society in whatever way feels right to the individual. You know, so it's an exciting time. I'm sharing right now the snapshot of what is in this moment. And that's what it looks like right now. But I mean, 5 years, Marielle, we should talk, you know, it'll be different. So, I'm a mover and a shaker. So we'll, you know, this is the launch of something very long-term.
Fantastic. I want to take a very, very quick commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen. But just to remind you that our wonderful guest this morning is Oakley Ogden, and she is the Oakley Ogden. How did I just? Did you know you just changed your name to Oakley Ogden? Oh my lord! Oh, go figure. That's it. That's your change for the 5 years.
There it is. My name.
There you go.
Oakley Ogden,
yeah. Owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Please go visit her website, which is www.oakleyogden.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets? If you had proof, it would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at icanmakecash.com. We have high demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. icanmakecash.com.
Interactive Solutions Group has been in business for over 23 years. One company, three divisions, who can deliver solutions to your business needs. ESG asks, what is your product slogan? ESG is a compliance company providing quality assurance, monitoring for television and media clients, as well as developing and executing creative engagement strategies for media companies and clients and brands. Go to interactivesolutions.com or call 818-526-0600. Interactivesolutions.com or 818-526-0600.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this morning we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She's the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Please welcome back to the show, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back, Oakley. Now, just before our little break there, we were talking about your one-on-one sessions. What I want to do now is moving over a little bit. I want to talk about the intensives that you have and the retreats that you have. Now, I know you've got one coming up in April, and I know you're pretty much booked out. But let's talk about the intensive and the retreats that you offer and the benefits to them.
Mm-hmm. So I get so excited that I sometimes don't know what to say. Do you know? You know when you like see a friend that you're like so excited to see that you haven't seen in so long, and you like don't know what to say. that just happened to me. I was like, oh, I'm so excited.
What do I say?
So, okay, yeah, obviously I love these retreats. Okay, so. I'm just laughing at myself. Oh my god. So these retreats are typically all day Saturday, most of the day Sunday. And sometimes we start on Friday night. So sometimes Friday night, all day Saturday, sometimes Sunday. I mean all day Sunday. So there are these kind of like quick little urban retreats where somebody gets to carve out a weekend just for themselves. There's no phones allowed during the retreat. There's no this or this, no that. You can stay at a hotel if you want to, or if you're local, you can go home. And people do both. I don't really have an opinion about either one. It's really up to the individual. So these retreats are, they're really unique. And really special time. The retreat that's coming up, we've moved it to the end of April. It's the last weekend in April, and it's taking place up in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I've got a lot of Colorado or Denver-based clients who will be driving up, so it's kind of an easy commute. And the clientele that shows up to these, this is why I love it, it's so community-based. These people don't know each other, but it's like this broad spectrum. Everybody is in a different place. I have a client who's been with me for years, who's going up, who's done tons of deep work. She's just flying right now. She's doing so well. And we're really working on, like, her goals, refinement of her habits and her patterns, really uplifting certain relationships in our life to even the next level. Even though they're good, now we're making them mm-hmm. great, you know, like that kind of stuff. And she's going. Then I have a younger client who's fairly new. We've been together, working together for, I think, about 2 months. And what's showing up there is the deeper work is starting to present itself, right? That work around kind of more historical work, you know, the trauma that happened when they were younger, right. the issues between the parent and the client, you know, these sorts of things are starting to present themselves. So this is such a perfect time to do that work. And this is the reason why, because I offer a very particular kind of work. It's psychodrama gestalt-based, meaning that we'll all be in the room together, and you get to pick somebody in the circle to kind of represent that parent or represent that scene. And we kind of set it up, and then we walk people through that scene. It's very cathartic, and people actually get to cleanse and kind of give back the energy that they took on then and, like, clean themselves up and really reclaim a lot of the power or the individuality or the tenderness or the love or the light or whatever felt lost from that time. And this is an element of my work that just creates the most extraordinary transformation. I'm just in awe of it, and I've been doing it for years and years, and every single time I am in awe. I've done it myself with my own mentors and therapists growing up. You know, this is how I got to where I am now, and that's why I offer it. There's nothing that I offer that I haven't tried out on myself. I'm my first guinea pig. So if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work, I don't do it. I only do stuff that I think works and that I've seen results with myself, with my colleagues, all of that. So I know the work very intimately, and that's what makes it so fun. So this is a time where people can come and do this very deep cathartic work in a really safe place. And everybody there, they benefit from each other's work. And I think, Muriel, we're really moving into a new paradigm of psychotherapy. I love the one-on-one. I don't foresee myself stopping that anytime soon. And I know the power of working in a group, of working together, of being witnessed, of being supported, being seen, you know, in your transformation. If there is something to it that cannot be, you know, kind of like falsely reproduced in a one-on-one. And so it's really a powerful time, and there's always some sort of like unique storyline throughout the whole group. There's always some sort of like resonance. Everyone's like, oh yeah, that thing, I know that issue, you know? And it's always different every single time. So it's a really fun, explorative. And on top of that, for the clients of mine and the people who are interested, who aren't really ready or have already done that kind of deep work, we also teach meditative practices, energetic healing practices, and there's a lot of education. So my colleague and I, Dr. Tara Zeller, do a lot of, like, classwork. You know, we'll open up Saturday morning with, like, you know, kind of an hour lecture describing dynamics in relationship and talking about neurology and, you know, the energetics of this and that. It's just so fun, and it's very, very dynamic. So so far, everyone who attends, no matter what level they are, feels like they got something really significant from the weekend. And, you know, we'll have a lot of returnees, too, from the previous group. So it's just a great way to clean house every couple months and just stay on top of, like, your mental, emotional, spiritual health. You know, I think a lot of us, you know, we brush our teeth every day. That's just part of, like, hygiene, you know. And I see, like, therapy as, like, emotional hygiene, you know. It's just, like, take care of yourself. Like, lean in. Look what's there. Clean it up. So, yeah, that's the retreat.
Fantastic. So everyone that's out there, please, you know, there's only a few spaces, you know, places left. So please go and have a look at the website and join the retreat. We actually have come to the end of our show now. So I'm very sad because I enjoyed my, show with you today. And like, I feel like we've had, you know, so much time together. I've had private sessions, literally, ladies and gentlemen. But I want everyone to know that our wonderful guest this morning has been the wonderful Oakley Ogden, and she is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Please go visit her website, which is www.oakleyogden, that's OAKLEYOGDEN.com. You can also email her at oakley@oakleyogden.com, or alternatively, give her a buzz. The number is 720-663-9056. Pleasure as always, Oakley, and thank you so much for the Conscious Talk series, where I'm sure so many people out there had pen and paper handy to take down all the valuable advice that you were dishing out left, right, and center. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you so much, Marielle. It's been so fun being together for weeks and weeks. It's like months on end, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Oakley.
All right.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.